two public hearings on new commercial tour permits.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is a cruise company applying.
Yes, that is unusual. The first time, that, to my knowledge, that we've had a cruise company. This is UnCruise, and they come in at least twice a week for the rest of the summer. And they have applied for a permit to conduct their own hiking tours. They do want to conduct the tours on their own without a local tour company.
And the second is an application from SEAK Expeditions,
mm-hmm.
which I believe is a local person.
Yes, it is a local person that's applied for a permit to do hiking tours and boarding and sea kayaking.
So we're also on the third hearing now of the budget, and you have a few adjustments.
I think the major one was for the increase in the fire district number one, because we have an inventory of some foam, and it's been deemed a contaminant. And so they have the powers that be, have recommended that we dispose of this. So we have volumes of it and need about $10,000 in order to dispose of this properly. I have recommended a stipend for the fire chief. Hasn't had an increase in that for like two decades. And then the other was it doesn't really change anything in the budget in terms of increase or decrease, but I am wanting to switch the source of revenue for the accessible vans. We have for a number of years been aware that the borough, in providing shuttle service for tours off of the cruise ship, does not have an accommodation for wheelchair or other accessible vans. So we want to purchase accessible vans, and we had used tourism money for that, and I just want to switch that over to the commercial passenger vehicle tax.
The assembly is also set to consider possibly allocating $90,000 for the remodel of the Chilcat Center kitchen.
Yes, the assembly met as a committee of the whole last week, and I think are generally supportive of the project. It's a $250,000 project. This would be expanding it so that the Chilcat Center would have a kitchen facility that could support small conventions of maybe 100, 120 people. Right now, can't really do that. The Friends of the Chilcat Center are planning to raise about $220,000, and they've asked us, for the borough, to contribute $90,000 to the project. So I don't think we have to appropriate anything from this year's budget, but we can make a commitment in the capital improvements list to commit next year's money.
The assembly is also looking at an ordinance that has to do with commercial agriculture.
Yes, the Planning Commission, I believe, has become very friendly, agriculture friendly, and Holly has told me that there are people in the community that have come forward and would like to be able to grow food on their property, and currently we have zones that are specific for agriculture, and it's not really well defined. But this ordinance will allow commercial agriculture and residential agriculture in most zones in the community.
And then there's also an ordinance being introduced by the mayor that would extend the prohibition of littering to the whole borough.
In reading through the code, we realized that the littering code, that thou shalt not litter, is only for the town site. And we recognize that we have outside the town site a pretty big problem with, some would say, mass industrial littering, and which we sometimes call dumping. But it's the closest thing that we have right now to actually creating a prohibition against dumping or littering. So we want to extend the prohibition against littering outside the town site.